Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
How much cash is in your pocket right now? In the age of tapping, is the smell and feel of paper money dead? Joining me now to discuss whether cash is still king, Conor Pope, consumer affairs correspondent with the Irish Times. Good morning, Conor.
Good morning, Bobby. How are you?
How much have you got in your pocket right now?
Do you know what, Bobby? The answer to that question is very simple. Absolutely nothing. And I'll tell you that, and I know that for absolute certainty, because I honestly can't remember the last time I handled cash.
Are you serious?
Now, I know I must have been to an ATM on a couple of occasions over the last 6 or 7 months, but I genuinely can't remember it. And to give you an indication of how little I use money, I went on holidays during the summer and I went to Portugal, and I don't think I'd use my wallet once, not once. Every transaction I did was on my phone. And I think that's a reflection of an awful lot of other people in our world. So, and if you look at the stats bear that out. I think more than 70% of all the transactions that are in Ireland at the moment are conducted digitally. And we are moving inexorably towards the end of cash. Now, I don't say that with any great glee. And while I never use cash, and I genuinely don't, I'm not saying that just for the sake of your listeners or for dramatic effect. While I never use cash, it really does have value. But I mean, we might talk about that, about the value it has in a minute. But bottom line, answer to your question, well, I have no money.
All right. Well, let me tell you, and again, we can bounce off this. I carry cash for a couple of reasons. I keep a couple of euro in the car if the tapping machine isn't working and you might need to put money in for parking. I keep a few fivers in my wallet because I always pay tips in cash, because I actually believe that, and I'll pay the, if I'm paying a restaurant bill, I'll pay the bill by credit card and then I'll leave the tip in cash. Now, maybe that's just an old school thing.
No. But that's, I can see where you're coming from. And to be honest, a lot of the places that I would go, a lot of the restaurants I would go to, they will have, you know, they will have the machines come up and say, do you want to leave 10, 15, 20, 25% tip or whatever? The one question I will always ask, and I think this is a more important question to ask than whether or not cash is better when it comes to tipping, is do the tips go directly to the employees? Do the tips go directly to the
employees? Well, if you give cash, you know that it's going to the employee because you're physically giving it to them.
There's a better chance. But I think if you ask a restaurant, and if you ask the person who's serving you in a restaurant, do you get this tip? And they answer yes. Well, then I think that's a fairly good indication that they do. And if they say they don't, well, then I will genuinely, and I'm not just saying this, I'll walk out to an ATM and I'll get the money out and I'll give them the tip in cash, because I would hate the idea that a restaurant owner who has done nothing except like own the restaurant would get the gratuity for good service. So I totally get that. And do you know what I said when I don't have any money? I tell a lie. There is one circumstance when I do have money, and that's going to my local Lidl or Aldi or Tesco or whatever it is, and you need to put a coin into the trolley to get the trolley out. It's literally the only time.
And
that
what
I
about
use money.
People like buskers, who I always used to like to throw a few euros to? What about if you want to help out people who are, you know, even at the side of the street that you wanted to give a few bob to? Like, so they're all huge losers in this.
That's the thing. I talk about the march towards a cashless society, and I'm not talking about it with any great glee or joy, because there are going to be losers. And if you want to talk about the buskers of the world, are more importantly, the people who are looking for any spare change because they want the money for a hostel or they want the money for a cup of tea or a sandwich. That's a real issue, because in times past, people would have thrown a couple of euro into a cup or a couple of euro into a guitar case or whatever without thinking all that much about it. And now you can't do that. So I think there are big losers in that scenario. And then there are other big losers, the charity collectors who might have been waving the little tins at you to get you to put a few coins into it. They're also big losers. But there are also the 250 or 300 or 450,000 Irish consumers who don't use electronic transactions and who don't pay digitally. Because when I say, 72% of all transactions now are digital and the march towards a virtual our cashless society is inevitable, that still leaves hundreds of thousands of people behind in this scenario. And I think that's why we have to protect with all our might physical money.
There's another thing as well, Connor. I don't know, but as somebody who's exclusively tapping and using cards, do you think you spend more money? Because it's, I won't say it's infinite, but at least if you have a set amount of cash in your wallet, you know, you go out with the intention of not spending any more. But, you know, you can keep tapping away and then wake up the following morning and see that you've spent a few hundred euro.
Sadly, I don't live such an exciting and exotic lifestyle that I'm out in pubs spending hundreds of euros. But that's neither here nor there. I actually think it's the reverse of that.
Do you?
Now,
wow.
Because when I was like, back in the day, you know, like even like I say back in the day, but like 5 years ago, if I would have been using ATMs more frequently, you might take out 50 euro from an ATM or 100 euro from an ATM. And once you've broken the 50 euro, the money just tends to disappear. I think an awful lot of people will share that experience. So you're going, where did I spend that 50 quid? So at least when you're tapping, you only ever spend the money that you intend to spend. And you don't spend any more than that. And the money just doesn't disappear into the ether over the course of a night out. And so I think that's one key thing. And the other key thing here, Bobby, is that... And I'm sure you've had this experience, and I know your listeners will have had this experience, when you've been on a night out and you've spent 50 quid or 100 quid or 150 quid or 300 quid, and you wake up the next morning and go, where did all that money go? At least when you're tapping, you can say, oh, Jesus,
it feels better. It feels better.
And it's documented on your bank statement, so you can see online exactly where all the money went.
All right.
So I think in many respects, it actually makes it easier to be prudent.
Well, listen, thanks very much for joining us, Connor. I appreciate your views on this. It's a topic that we'll return to. That's Connor Pope there, Consumer Affairs Correspondent with the Irish Times.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping.
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, no, it's the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.